yesterday we had our first sort of unwell patient that needed evacuating. We've had a few so far, but I've never been present for them. They've always happened at the other post. But yeah, this was a patient I saw a couple of days ago who was coughing and feeling really tired and rubbish and having temperatures, and he was also having some headache and reduced appetite and nausea, which could be signs of altitude illness. So we sort of started, he wasn't too bad, so we started him on some antibiotics for a suspected chest infection and also increased his dose of the Diamox, which means that he's having treatment dose for altitude illness, and just told him not to go any higher up. So we had a rest day yesterday at Machermo and managed to do a little walk in the morning just to sort of stretch his legs and see how he got on. And then in the afternoon, he started to feel a lot worse again. So he came to see us at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And he was sort of more short of breath, had a really high temperature, really high heart rate. And none of those things sort of pointing towards him having a chest infection and probably a bit of altitude sickness as well. So we arranged a helicopter. The helicopter arrived at about 4 p.m. The cloud was so low, and as the helicopter took off with him in it, they had to fly really, really close to the ground to get down, to kind of try and drop down into the bigger valley that's below Machermo. And it was absolutely terrifying watching this helicopter navigate this narrow valley just above the water, above the river that runs through down the valley, and then disappear into the cloud. But they ended up not making it all the way to Lukla. They didn't, they sort of aborted mission and landed about 1200 meters below in terms of altitude. I'm glad that they didn't crash. That was quite terrifying, like that feeling of responsibility for that patient that you've just made the decision that they need to evacuate, and then you're kind of putting them potentially out of the frying pan and into the fire in this dangerous helicopter ride. So, but anyway, I heard this morning from the lodge owners where they'd ended up staying last night that he had been evacuated back down to Kathmandu. So that's good, and hopefully he'll get all the treatment that he needs in Kathmandu. It's just going to make me think a bit more about making decisions for helicopters. Feeling completely pooped. I've just had breakfast, and the call of nature has occurred. So I'm just going to explain to you what we have to do to go to the toilet. So I've just taken the key from the little nail, and I'm opening about three different doors. I'm going outside where it's about, probably in the shade, still about 0 degrees. But the good thing is that when you come out, you get this amazing view of the mountains either side. So that kind of makes up for all of the grottiness inside. And here's the toilet block. It's a little outbuilding with two doors, two toilet things. There's a padlock. Open the padlock. It's got a wooden floor with a sort of triangular-shaped hole in it, with two foot-shaped imprints on either side so that you know where to stand. So it's got a hole. Down the hole, there's a massive pile of poo, which is covered in ash. There's a bucket thing next to the toilet, and you take a scoop out of the ash and you throw it on top of whatever you've done. Anyway, I'm going to turn this off whilst I do my business. So that's the outdoor loo experience. It's quite a good experience. So now I'm going to go and wash my hands. But because it's so cold today, all of the water had frozen, so I don't know if there's any running water, but I'll go and have a look. Yes, running water. Well, that's freezing. I've just walked up the valley from the rescue post at Machermo, just like a half an hour walk. A little bit uphill, but not very much uphill. For some reason, I'm absolutely shattered. My heart's really beating fast, and I feel like I have not got any energy at all. So I've just sat down on a rock to admire the view and eat a Mountain Man bar, which is this Nepali brand of granola bars. And they come in packs of 8 man-size bars. So I've just eaten one man-size bar. Last night we had 2 patients in overnight at once, which was quite interesting, sort of managing both of them together. Luckily neither of them too serious, but they just kind of needed oxygen and they needed to be kept an eye on. Both of them were part of the same trekking party who had come up quite a steep ascent profile, so that means that they were gaining quite a lot of height each day, more than the recommended amount. The recommendations are about 300 to 500 metres per day, and then you should take a rest day every 1,000 metres, but they hadn't. They'd gone up about 1,000 metres in a couple of days and then just carried on. So over the high pass Renjola, one of the ladies had, who was wearing contact lenses, had developed really bad eyesight. So she said that her vision just went completely blurry. She couldn't see faces properly. She couldn't see the number of fingers you're holding up in front of her face on a hand. Really quite scary. But we took out her contact lenses, and basically it's what you could see was a kind of milky appearance to the cornea, which is the clear bit of the eye that covers over the iris, the coloured part. So that had all gone milky colour rather than nice and clear, and it's supposedly something to do with the low oxygen in the air causing the cornea to swell up a bit and go this opaque colour, which then means that you can't see properly. So we treated her with oxygen and we put her in the pressure bag to try and improve the oxygenation to the cornea itself, because the interesting thing about the cornea is that it gets quite a lot of its oxygen supply from the air around you when your eyes are open rather than through the blood. So by putting her in an oxygenated environment in the pressure bag, we were sort of trying to rectify that. And by the morning, her eyes were a lot better. She still had a bit of blurring, but it was all a lot better than it was before. Just like sitting down on my little perch and realised I can see Mount Everest, which is pretty cool. It's just kind of over the hill. It's pretty far in the distance, but it still looks big. I mean, the fact that I can see it from where I am over the top of the little ridge next to me and the bigger ridge past that, and then it's this like wonderful kind of triangular shaped mountain in the distance with a little bit of cloud on the top of it. So that's pretty cool. I saw it for the first time yesterday from up on the ridge that's just to the left of me at the moment. But yesterday it looked further away, so maybe the air clarity is a bit better today for it to look closer and bigger. Or maybe I'm just looking at the wrong mountain. Also a possibility.
If you like the podcast and you want to support it, then please like it, share it. You could subscribe to it, or you can even donate and find more information about the charities if you go to lowfatradio.com/doctor. Thank you.